Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week, we meet a new personality in Parsha's Chayesara, but it's really perhaps an old personality. The Pasuk says in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Aleph, Vayosef Avraham, Vayikach Yeshaha. Avram continued on and he took a wife, Ushmah Keturah, and her name was Keturah. Now Rashi there famously tells us, Keturah Zu Hagar, that's actually Hagar, Hagar, whom he was previously married to and then sent away at the instruction of Sarah. That was in last week's parsha. So if her name is Hagar, this is really Hagar, why is the Torah calling her Keturah? So Rashi continues, V'nikris Keturah, she's called Keturah, al shem shenoyim maaseh keketores, because her actions were beautiful like a ketores, like a good, you know, smelling incense. Those were her actions. So it's Keturah, Lashon Keturah. Another possibility Rashi quotes, V'shekashra pischa, also Keturah is a Lashon, it could be like an Aramaic spin on the word of kesher, of tying, so that she like tied up her opening, meaning, as Rashi continues to elaborate, that she actually did not marry anybody in the interim. After she was sent away from Avraham, she remained single, tied up, and this is an allusion to that as well. Now, if we take a look over at Targum Yonasan, Targum Yonasan says, "But O Seif Avraham and Seif Ita." Again, Avram continued and married a woman, Ushma Keturah. Her name is Keturah. He Hagar. This is actually Hagar. De Keturah le min Sheruya. That who was tied to him from the beginning, right? So again, over here, Keturah is Keturah, a lashon of kesher, of tying. That she was tied to him originally. She was originally married to him, and now he married her again. Now, on the surface, it would look like this Targum Yonasan is in line with Rashi and the Midrash and the Rashi quotes. Rashi is really based out of Midrash Rabbah, Midrash Tanhuma. So it looks like Targum Yonasan is saying the same thing, right? These two pshatim say it's Hagar. Targum Yonasan says it's Hagar. The name Keturah sounds like the second pshat in Rashi. It's a pseudonym based on, or a nickname based on some sort of tying. But when you take a closer look, you'll actually notice that it really doesn't seem to be either of those opinions. Because Rashi's two opinions, one of them is that she's like, it's like a ketores, she has good actions, and the other one speaks really about her chastity post being sent out from Avram Avinu. But over here, Rashi says, Targum Yonasan says, that deketir le min sheruah, that she was tied to him, meaning like, you know, she had originally tied the knot with Avram, that she was originally tied to him, and that's the one that he is marrying now. Meaning the name Keturah doesn't reflect something about her and her actions, but rather just that, like, telling us, like, identifying this is the one that he was originally married to. So this just begs the question of why Targum Yonasan has a different approach than the Midrashim quoted by Rashi. It seems like a third pshat. What's the distinction between these pshatim? And another question I think that we have to ask, if we're going to take this whole approach that Hagar's Keturah, which I think it's worth mentioning, that this is not the only pshat that, you know, Hagar is, like, sorry, Keturah is Hagar. There's actually a machlokis in the Midrashim, and the Midrashim that Rashi is quoting from, Midrash Rabbah, Midrash Tanhuma, the Midrashim actually quote two opinions, one that she is actually not Keturah is not Hagar, and a lot of the Mefarshim also, you know, Rashbam right over here, Keturah lefi hapshat ein zu Hagar, and Ibn Ezra, Keturah einena Hagar, Ramban as well. So, you know, it's the most famous approach, but it's a machlokas in the Midrashim, it's a machlokas in the Mefarshim. But let's say we take this approach that this is actually Hagar. We have to ask the question: why does the Torah then not call her Hagar? Why does it feel the need to call her Keturah? It could just call her Hagar and then tell us about the actions, if you want to tell us, and she had great midos or something like that. Why is the Torah calling her Keturah here instead of Hagar? And to answer this question, one possibility I'd like to suggest is it could be that just, you know, it sounds nicer, meaning that Avram was married to Sarah. He then took Hagar as a wife, and there was trouble between Sarah and Hagar, and Sarah sent Hagar away. She told Avram to send Hagar away. After Sarah dies, for him to remarry her might not seem so nice. The truth is, it really should be fine, but maybe in order to, you know, still show respect to Sarah, the Torah covers up, you know, and shows, you know, simply, this is Keturah, but of course, if you want to know the truth, and Chazal will tell us the truth, that this is actually Hagar, it's a nickname. Okay, so that could be. So now let's move on. So what's the difference between Rashi's Pshatim and Targum Yonasan. And if you think about it, the Pshatim that are brought down in Rashi, from these Midrashim, Midrash Rabbah, Midrash Tanchuma, it sounds like Avraham was looking to remarry someone, right? It seems like the names might reflect the intent of the remarriage. He's looking to marry somebody, and who's the best option? Well, over here we have a woman named Keturah, but the truth is it's Hagar, but she's Keturah because she's like a Ketores with her good deeds. And you might say, oh, well, how is this possible? Right, there's even a mitzvah in the Torah that if a man divorces a wife and then she marries somebody else, he can't marry her back. So so Rashi tells us over here, no, it's fine. She has deeds like a ketores, and she didn't marry anybody into the interim. So he's looking around. He wants to remarry. He still has many more years of his life to live. There's still over 40 years of his life. He wants to be married and continue living life. So he has to find somebody, and he finds someone who is like a ketores, somebody whom it's not a problem to marry because she didn't marry somebody in the interim, and that could be what these midrashim are saying. But Targum Yonasan is not telling us that her name is Keturah based on her qualities, but simply that she is Keturah based on the fact that she was previously married to Avraham. And it could be that this is also giving us the motivation of Avraham for remarrying her. It could be that Avraham wants to remarry her because maybe he's just going back to the status quo. Meaning he married Hagar. This was his wife. It was his second wife, but Chazal indicated that Sarah wanted her to be a full wife. Avram committed to marrying Hagar. He committed to her. He took responsibility for her. Now, at some point, a couple of points, this interfered in his marriage with Sarah. Sarah told him to leave. It's not so clear if he liked the idea, but Hashem told him to. So he felt that that's what he needed to do for his relationship with Sarah. To follow instructions from Hashem for the sake of Yitzchak, being separate from Yishmael. So he left her. He sent her away. But now that Sarah has passed away, and now that Yishmael and Yitzchak, there's clarity of who's the proper Zera, and everything is clear in that regard, so maybe to return to the status quo, there's nothing interfering with Avram being married to the woman he originally committed to. He committed to being her husband. She was originally tied to him, and now he is going back to the status quo of what the relationship would be now that Sarah is not in the picture. So it could be, it's hard to know the motivations for sure, but this is Targum Yonasan is definitely a very interesting point that is a nuanced pshat from those mentioned in Rashi. Have a wonderful Shabbos.